Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
From Atlanta, yeah, so Cleveland, been winning all the games in my division. Tell your missus not to miss us, she tripping. No Christmas for me, I'm already gifted. No disrespect to the spirit, intoxicated while I'm steering on the rear end. Shout out to my dog Venom, no spider. Think I'm about to smoke one, no lighter. Climb up as far as you can, but you can't catch it. Leave your red like the bright lights on exits. Almighty gang, 12 letters, my take for yours, wonder who sells better. Young college kid, but I never got a letter. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Bless up, then boss up, but if you walk up, I got something that'll off ya. Yeah, all I ever hear is back legend. When you gon' stop doing this? When you gon' start doing that? When you gon' come see me? When you gon' come see her? Look, y'all need to understand something. Everything I do is great. Everything I touch is rare. Why you don't come around, Becker?
Because I'm rare.
Frivolous, later than your girl's period. But on the track now, so it's good. I'm rarer than a diamond, cause you know them diamonds aren't rare. Marketing invention, yet you see it and you all stare. But me, I'm more like a Tanzanite. Still thick, cut two C's, wash your pants twice. For them double D's, girl, please. I'm from MI, but check out my CT. I put the weight of the world on the beat. Still bringing the pain, y'all know my name. Ravio-L-O-U-S entertains. And anything that I really want, I will obtain. You a baker boy, so we cooking up some flame. Dang, I'm worth more than a milli, so I rock. My words will take you to another world, lots of chalk. Cause Rudy's got the chalk. With a dip, do I walk? Must be cause I got it in my sock. Nah, I'm playing.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Urs Mac, the mad scientist.
You are way too excited today. You're giggling already.
Man, listen. Just introduce yourself to our
It's introduce your girl on this wonderful, wonderful Friday, Detroit Blue.
That's right. You can hear us both loud and clear. This is the Friday edition of the Orange Phoenix Morning Show. Of course, with the Friday edition, it is jam-packed with info, intel, entertainment, all that good stuff. Because we're going to be talking about Godzilla versus Kong and Falcon Winter Soldier. I seen that earlier this morning. But first, we're definitely going to be talking about Godzilla versus Kong first. Because we have been chomping at the bit since the 31st.
Yes.
To actually talk about this. But before we get into all that, Detroit Blue, what is happening with you?
Life is happening, work things, reading lots of things. I did start trying to watch the new Mighty Duck series.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh. And because I watched episode one, it got me all nostalgic. So I ended up watching 2.5 of the Mighty Ducks movies again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I forgot how bad 3 was.
Yeah. Now, I will say this, though. Like, with Mighty Ducks 3, I understand that a lot more watching it again when I was older. I didn't like it as much because Gordon Bombay wasn't the coach. But now I actually understand it now because the kids were growing up. They're going into college. They was in junior Goodwill games, but not like the adult Goodwill games. So I can see that transition from teenager to, you know, adulthood. So I caught that. So I understood it more.
I got the concept and the premise and what direction they were going in. But what I just didn't like was how this rivalry between JV versus varsity and then throwing Adam and Charlie and like pitting them against each other. Like that was just, it was not the Mighty Ducks way.
Yeah. But I mean, but you know, Gordon Bombay, he wasn't there. So it's like, the coach is not the same. He, you know, he said, hey, you know, just give him a chance. He's not the same as me. You know, you got to grow up sometime, Charlie, whatever the case may be. So I get it. However, it is not my favorite. It is my least favorite.
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks 2 is my favorite.
I like 2. Favorite. It definitely feels like, again, I've made this complaint about movies before. It definitely gets to the point where they start to dump a bunch of celebrities in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you dumping celebrities to make writing the movie easier? But yeah, three was I've known that it was my least favorite, but rewatching it, it makes me dislike it even more.
And I know I have to watch Mighty Ducks times two because Emilio Estevez, he actually fought tooth and nail to acknowledge the fact, you know, to acknowledge the George Floyd situation. Because the filming is in Minnesota and the show takes place in Minnesota. And the way they're filming it is during that same time period. He said, listen, I'm an actor. Like, how are we not going to be conscious of what's going on in this state here? You know, or whatever the case may be, and not say anything. So he actually had a long dialogue, closed door session, maybe an argument here or two or whatever. He said, listen, I don't know he said this. I don't think he said, look, if you're not going to do this, I'm not going to do the show or whatever the case may be, because that would have sucked, honestly. But shout out to Emilio Estevez, man. Shout out to him.
So I will definitely, I've only watched episode one of the new show, but I enjoyed it so much and it made me nostalgic. So I had to go ahead and watch the show. That's part of what I've been up to. What about you?
Oh man, well. Of course, I've been watching the said movies and shows. I actually rewatched Batman vs. Superman, the Ultimate Edition. I watched it in pieces. I couldn't really watch it like the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? But so yeah, I mean, streaming a little bit, got another follower, shout out to you. And we'll be streaming tonight at 7 p.m. And we're definitely gonna be jumping into some Crash Bandicoot 4, the latest Crash Bandicoot. We're definitely gonna knock that out at 7 p.m. But yeah, I've been really enjoying life, man, this week, man. I mean, I just can't wait to get into what we're gonna talk about. Because I have a statement by Godzilla, but yeah, go on.
You have a statement by Godzilla?
Yes. It's a statement, you know, written by him. People didn't know he could write, but yes, he can write, and he's gonna explain everything. Yeah, he's gonna explain everything. I have his statement right here. People didn't know that I've known Godzilla personally. He like, look, fam, can you please read out this statement on my behalf? I'm going to go back in the water. Cool. Bet. I got you, fam. I got you. Say less.
What is this statement?
per Godzilla. Pause. Use it right quick. My fellow kaiju, I come to you today to let you know that I want to thank you all for all your support. And throughout the years, the decades, you know, no, I didn't give you what you want. I didn't give you, you know, the flying drop kick, but I did come out with the dub though, twice, two times, 2-0. Look, I fought a lot of kaiju to the Americans. That's giant monsters, you know, let you know. King Ghidorah, Rodan, you know, other monsters included. And then on top of that, you're going to bring, you know, a knife to a gunfight. You decide to put this guy named King Kong, well, he's not a king at this point, he's just called him Kong. You bring him into my territory, thinking I wasn't going to go see this man. Come on now. I'm not going to go see him. He's in my territory. So I do what I do best. I light a fire up on his ass. I whooped his ass. He almost drowned if it wasn't for the humans, you know, helping him out with death charges. But, you know, it's cool. Oh, cool. If you want to scrape that double way, that is okay. Let's fast forward, shall we? But, you know, something was aggravating me. Couldn't find out much later. It was Mechagodzilla. You know, people try to copy me. You can't copy the original. I'm Godzilla. I'm the king of the lizards. I'm the king of the monsters. It's what it is, what it is. So, you know, you send a giant ape down to Hollow Earth. Get an axe. Okay, he can, you know, he can block my atomic breath or whatever the case may be. But you know what happened? I still whooped his ass. I put a claw to his chest, put my feet on his chest, and looked at him and said, listen, bruh, calm your ass down. I don't want to hurt you. You ain't the enemy at this point. But just know, this is another dub. Lay your ass down and watch me work. So, but you know what? He helped me out against Mechagodzilla because I was a little fatigued. Kong put up a good fight. I would definitely say that. Much respect to him. He helped me out. You know, I could have died. You know, after the fight with him and got to fight Mechagodzilla with all the technology and all the other crap, So, you know, I give him a head nod. So shout out to Kong. But I will tell you this, Kong, don't come to my waters again. Go back to Hollow Earth. Don't come see me no more. Otherwise, I will whip your ass again. So shout out to my fellow kaiju. Shout out to my supporting humans out there that understands my motives. I will protect you all next time something pops off. Signing off. Thank you, people. Godzilla. Yeah, that's the press statement right there. Yeah. Godzilla's a class act, Detroit.
That is not the letter of a class act.
Look, listen. Godzilla, he's still irritated, okay?
A class act would not say things like, I whooped his ass.
I'm just saying, though. Man, who were you going for, Detroit Blue? Who were you going for?
I was going for Kong.
You really?
I told you that. We talked about this. I told you I was going for Kong.
Yeah.
So my issue, I will say, personally, my issue is there was not this clear cut, deliberate winner fight situation like we were originally promised.
Huh?
When you tell me there's a clear winner, then I expect for someone to be dead. The end, period, at the end of the movie.
Come on now. You know you can't kill off Kong or kill off Zilla, man. It's whoever stands tall. Yes, Zilla been ripping people's heads off, so does Kong, you know. But it was the enemy, though.
That was like a fight by decision.
Really? He put the
that
foot
was like a
on
fight
his chest.
Win by, that was like a fight win by decision, in my opinion.
Well, Kong was dead twice. He almost drowned in the water, and you know, he almost died there if it wasn't for the humans. So pretend the humans wasn't there. The movie would have ended in less than an hour.
Don't pretend the humans weren't there, because the humans were there.
And they saved his ass. They saved Kong's ass. You know that. Don't even play, Detroit. Don't even play.
But did he die?
You know.
But did he die?
No, he did not die. By the help of
the
humans.
Okay, then. So like I said, my expectation when you tell me there is absolutely going to be a clear winner is that true. I don't expect there to be a fight and everybody to get up and walk away.
So let's be clear here.
Not a limp.
Technically speaking.
Not a nothing.
Technically speaking, Godzilla did kill Kong in a way, because his heart was slowing
not
down
in a way,
and his heart
not
was
in a
stop.
Way. His heart was slowing down.
And he what
never
happened?
Stopped.
The humans.
But it never stopped. So he didn't
okay,
die.
So scenario here. You know, you got to take the humans out of the equation. So if it's just them two,
you don't
you
take
know,
the humans out of the equation because they're in the movie. You can't. You can't modify the movie to fit the scenario that you want.
I'm just saying. Look, in the statement here that Godzilla said, he said, look, I acknowledge the man. It was a tough fight with this dude. But he helped me out because I could have died at that point, because this man just finished fighting Kong. Just finished fighting this man. And then right after, he got to go fight Mechagodzilla, which is a copy of him and King Ghidorah, on top of man-made missiles and all this other crap. So, yes. Now, honestly and truly, Mechagodzilla was overwhelming both Kong and Zilla at the same time. And if it wasn't...
They had to be friends. And then they had to come together and be friends that they could destroy Mechagodzilla.
And it took a human to tell Kong,
Godzilla
listen.
Godzilla couldn't do it by itself.
But he just, did he not just finish fighting Kong? He just finished fighting this dude. For the second time. For the second time. Like, look, it's a heavyweight bout. That's like saying Mike Tyson fought, you know, Leon Spinks. And right afterward, he fights Buster Douglas. Like immediately after that, if Tyson loses the second fight, that would be understandable, because, bro, you just fought a heavyweight fight, and you just like 2 minutes later, you got to fight somebody else. No rest period, none of that other extra crap. Now, mind you, he beat Kong's ass. He put his foot on his chest and he looked in his face. Now, usually when he does that, he blows hot breath on you and it's melt your face off. But he looked at him like, listen, bro, calm your ass down. You ain't the one, but I will kill you if you provoke me. I got to go handle some shit over here. That's how he looked at him. Kong's like, you know what? I'm gonna just lay my ass here. At this point, he gave up. Kong gave up. He gave up until his human said, listen, Zilla's not the enemy. Can you help him, please? Can you relocate your shoulder? Can you know, help your shoulder out a little bit? You know what I'm saying? So yes, Kong helped Zilla out, but at the same time, Kong took his ass to Hollow Earth, did he not?
I hear y'all trying to cap for your boy. I hear it, and I respect
it. Ain't no cap.
And I hear y'all capping for your boy, but I will absolutely agree, because even Queen's Ransom said Godzilla needed a tag team to win.
And so did Kong did. Like, again, Zilla, Mechagodzilla conquered.
No. According to y'all, Kong was dead. Kong was out of here.
Yeah, he was.
So if that's the case, Godzilla should have also been able to just, you know, handle Mechagodzilla like light work. I got you. It's it. It's a wrap,
hold
man.
Hold up. So, okay, but I want you to get into a hardcore fight for 15 minutes. And right after you beat this person, go into another fight right after that. And mm-hmm. See, you ain't 100%.
But I'm gonna be a Kong as dude. But that's what I'm saying. Y'all are acting like what Kong did, the fact that Kong didn't die, like none of those things matter. Like according to y'all, like nope, he could do all things.
I'm just saying. So if he could do all things,
then he should have been able to handle Mechagodzilla. Kong could have died and Godzilla would have had it.
Look, 70% of that movie was about Kong. He got pretty much the majority of the screen time.
I'm hearing what y'all saying. And I got you. What y'all saying is that, you know, Kong could take everybody. He could help out everybody, but he can't do it by himself. And although he moved, he still helped your boy. But that don't count because he almost died, but he didn't actually die. But still, we gonna claim this victory because y'all got a win by decision. It's cool.
Ain't no win by decision.
A win by decision is a win, but I got you.
No, mm-mm. Nah, see, a win by decision wins both men are standing up and then the dude in the middle holds one guy hands up. That's a decision. When Godzilla left,
it's cool.
Zilla, Gong's ass was knocked the fuck out. He was gone. He was out until the human restarted his heart so he can wake up. Because after Zilla left, Kong looked at him and just laid back down. That's not a decision. That is a knockout. That is exactly what it is. However, you got to look at Godzilla's track record. Godzilla beat a three-headed dragon that is a telepath that shoots out electricity and all fire. A three-headed flying dragon. So if Zilla can beat a three-headed dragon, what makes y'all think that Kong gonna beat Zilla? It just ain't in the cards yet. Like, matter of fact, Kong almost died when he was in Hollow Earth if it wasn't for the humans again, because those flying dragon things was about to smother Kong to death, and it took missiles to save Kong's ass again. This man had an axe. Fought Zilla, tooth and nail, much respect to Kong, but Kong took the L. Now, mind you, he fought Mechagodzilla. Mechagodzilla was too much because it is the mechanical version and man-made version of Zilla, and on top of that, King Ghidorah, and it's on top of that, it's all man-made. And yes, Zilla intervened, helped out at that point. However, he couldn't finish the job if it wasn't for Godzilla's atomic breath to the axe to successfully chop off limb.
He should have been able to handle all that by himself.
Nah, he couldn't, because
all of Zilla, that resume and Zilla everything and, else that you just wrote out, that he should have been able to kill Kong and take out Mechagodzilla. That should have been small things to a giant.
Why would you kill Kong?
That should have been Kong small is a good guy. Things to a giant.
You can't kill a good guy. You can't kill a good guy. Both of them are good guys in theory, technically speaking. Now, mind you, okay, they tag team Mechagodzilla. Mechagodzilla is supposed to be the big bad. So if it was Kong and Mechagodzilla, Mechagodzilla would have won. If it was Mechagodzilla and Godzilla,
he was dead. So how did he help him if he was dead
I'm telling you, if the roles were reversed, Kong would have got his ass beat if it was one-on-one anyway. And Zilla would have had to help out. Now, mind you, his atomic breath didn't work on Mechagodzilla because he had the same thing. Mm-hmm. Hence, they had that little Kamehameha battle. You know, those of you that love Dragon Ball Z, shout out to y'all. But yeah, he lost Kamehameha battle and all that other stuff. Now, mind you, at the end of the day, Zilla looked at Kong. He like, bro, you want to see me again? Kong dropped the axe. Like, nah, man. You know, respect. He said, bet. Respect. I'm going to go ahead on my water. you know, you go do what you do. Don't bring your ass back on the surface again, because I will whip it again. Now, he did Kong not go back to Hollow Earth below the Earth's surface? He didn't stay on surface. He went home. He went home. He was cool. Let him be king out of here. Godzilla got the surface. All bets off. You know, wipe your hands with it. They had three fights. Godzilla won two rounds. The first fight, Kong won back in 1962, because Kong was the last one to get up from the water and walk away. Even though Zilla can swim, you didn't see Zilla come back. He caught the first round. The next two rounds, Godzilla won. Period.
This movie was supposed to get. This movie was supposed to give us a clear winner.
And it did.
And if if somebody can get up and walk away, then I don't call it a clear winner.
The real losers is the humans, because they was getting flailed around like they was just chopped liver around here. Why was the humans there? Like, it just died, you know, needlessly. It was no use for them. It was no use for them. Mm-hmm. Just let them see each other, whatever. It did have a decisive winner. Was Kong knocked out? Was he not asleep? Was his eyes closed? That's not a decision. He put a foot on his chest after he scratched him twice, looked in his face, took his foot off his chest, and walked away. And what did Kong did after that? He kind of lifted his head up a little bit and took a nap. That was the definitive winner. He ain't got to kill the man. He just knocked his ass out. So I retract that statement. Yes, he did kill Kong, but he beat his ass and knocked his ass out. So case closed. We know this. Kong tapped out. Thank you, Top Gun. Kong tapped out after the foot on his chest. He said he scratched him. Gangster. Alpha Mike. Yeah, Kong had to play dead so Godzilla wouldn't beat his ass more. Yeah, oh, yes. Thank you, Alpha Mike. I forgot about that little notion. The little girl told Kong, hey, take a nap. Don't move. Don't move. Godzilla not going to see you again. Godzilla swam away. He literally, you know, he didn't literally do it, but he kind of like hid behind a wall and made, you know, hopefully, you know, the bad guy won't stalk you again. And of course, they tag team Mechagodzilla. I mean, I knew full well before I even saw the movie that they was going to tag team Mechagodzilla, because, you know, we both have seen King of the Monsters, right? Where the post-credit scene show Mechagodzilla, excuse me, being built. Now, I knew full well they eventually they was going to tag, but I knew full well there was going to be a definitive winner before that, and then somebody had to help somebody defeat Mechagodzilla. I already knew that from the jump, but we know what is. We know what it is. Ray Theory says, I want Mechagodzilla to come stomp Zilla out because y'all Zilla fans too. Hey, man, look, we ain't too hyped. The handwriting's on the wall, Ray Theory. There was a dub. Everybody knows this. It was a dub. Now, mind you, if the roles were reversed and Kong did that and knocked Zilla out and I said he didn't kill Godzilla, y'all will berate me to the day is long. And the Zilla fans too. Y'all wouldn't give us this kind of credit. Y'all wouldn't. Don't even play.
No, I
Don't
wouldn't play, because like I said, in my opinion, when you tell me clear winner, nobody is getting up and walking away at the end of the movie.
Well,
even
if
he don't die, he ain't getting up and walking away. He's also not getting up and having the strength and energy to help me with another fight. If I took you out, I took you out. How you getting up and helping me? Who help I don't need you.
So we just going to disregard the fact that a human
you try to help Ike.
I'm just saying, we just not going to we're just going to disregard the fact that it took a human to get Kong's heart back so he can actually wake up. Because he wasn't waking up if it wasn't for them.
Uh-huh.
Hell, he would have drowned if it wasn't for them. Hell, he would have got strangled to death in Hollow Earth if it wasn't for them. His life got saved three times by a human with missiles and death charges. And
but
a defibrillator.
Why, if Zilla is such a badass, why is he even allowing the humans to have the ability to be able to save Kong? Godzilla should be taking this man out beyond repair.
Okay, he was taking him out beyond repair. Now, did you see the death charges?
No, not if the humans can do anything. That's not taking him out beyond repair.
Okay, so Kong wasn't drowning in the water, and the death charges didn't separate them two.
But what did you just say? What do you keep saying? You keep talking about the humans jumping in, and I'm saying that whether the humans jump in or not, why is, if Godzilla is the man, then nothing that they should do should be able to repair that work.
Okay, so death charges and nuclear blast hurt Zilla. We know this. We have seen this. We've seen Zilla technically die in a way because he caught a nuclear blast. Point blank range. Point blank. A several death charges can separate the two Titans. They can separate the two. Now, if you're talking hot tags, Kyong was getting hot tags all through the movie by humans. Hot tag. I'm down. Help me. Help me. That's what he was saying. Because he was getting strangled to death underwater. He really was. Like, you seen
Alpha
it.
Alpha Mike said if they didn't revive Kong, then Godzilla wins. But I thought that Godzilla won.
Godzilla did win.
But the Alpha Mike said if they didn't revive Kong, then Godzilla wins.
Thank you, Alpha Mike.
No, no,
he
no.
Did win.
No, no, no. Alpha Mike, what did you say, though? You said if they didn't revive him, then Godzilla wins.
I understand what Alpha Mike is actually saying.
I'm reading what you're saying.
I understand what Alpha Mike is actually saying. He's saying, listen, no matter what scenario was, Zilla won. Whether you revived him, Zilla won. Whether you didn't revive him, Zilla won. Point blank, period. A dub's a dub. Mm-hmm. A win's a win. His ass went to sleep.
I hear y'all. Y'all asleep better.
Got revived.
I know.
Got waking up, smelling salts and all that. You know, per the statement, you know, had you smelling salts and all that. You know, let me go through the statement right here. And then,
I know.
Yo, Kong, listen. All right, I know we got beef. I know I beat your ass, but I need a little help here against Mechagodzilla. I'm not disputing that. Not disputing that at all. I need to get help. I mean, yeah, you took a lot out of me.
You forgot about this part of the letter earlier. You forgot about this part. Is that what
I ain't forgot about the part. I ain't forgot about the part. He said,
but you didn't read this part of the letter earlier.
I did say he helped me out because I was going to die. I did say that early in the statement. I was going to die. Now, mind you, the fight between me and you, yes, it did take a lot out of me at this point. So to fight someone that is 100%, that has no fatigue whatsoever, this is a machine with no fatigue. It is limitless energy. If it wasn't for the humans helping Kong, forgot that little nugget, Millie Bobby Brown and her partner in crime, which basically messed up the machinery behind the scenes. Because that where that slight pause that Mechagodzilla had gave Kong that time to do what he needed to do and gave Zilla time to ignite his axe to do what Kong needed to do. So yeah, again, hot tag for the humans. Technically speaking, it was I wouldn't say a six-man tag. It was a handicap match. Definitely, it was humans, Kong, Zilla versus Mechagodzilla. That's what it was. That's what it was. I'll give Kong the dub in the very first movie in 1960s. Bet. I got you. He was the last one standing. He walked away. Cool. But this movie here, though, two dubs. Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. They show respect to each other, so respect to Kong. Listen, I was on the edge of my seat, Detroit Blue. Maybe you were, too, because this is something that the fans wanted. You know what I'm saying? This is something that we have heavily debated so many times or whatever, and you know, we throw our quips in there or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, 2 out of 3, Godzilla got it. Alpha Mike says Kong got slapped, stepped on, roared at, dislocated his shoulder while Godzilla walked away to start a new fight. Kong, a mammal, flesh and blood, versus an armored ass fire breathing dragon. Yeah, he ended a damn fight. He needed a damn fire axe and still took a lizard to the brink. Then had to have his back. All facts. I ain't a Kong hater. I actually love King Kong, but I know his limitations. Sure. He's very smart, very cunning. He knew what the ass could do. He's quick with it. He's quick with it. By any means of the definition, he is smarter than Godzilla. He has a bigger brain. Godzilla showed a little bit more smarts. He has more fighting acumen, if that makes sense. You know, he has more instinct. So if he feels a threat, he's going to try to destroy it. You know, Alpha Mike says Kong had a little girl tell him what to do. Sign language. I ain't going to lie, man. For a quick second, when the little girl came out, it tried to play with my emotions a little bit. Because I'm like, oh, man, damn. I kind of want Kong to win now. Because of the relationship between him and little girl, they were using sign language. Matter of fact, the funny thing to me was that Kong kept it a secret that he couldn't sign to other people except for the little girl. Did you pick up on that? And I was like, damn. He's like, why you didn't tell me this? He don't trust y'all, basically. He trusts me because, you know, I mean well by him, but y'all on some sinister stuff. Now, it brought me pleasure when Kong caught that ship and crushed it with his hand. But the funny thing about it, he looked in it first to make sure she wasn't in there. He said, "Oh, yeah, my girl's not in here. Boop, let me kill you." Humans was fodder in this movie. I definitely say that. They were. Why was they fodder in this movie? So many deaths in this movie for humans. I'm sorry. If I was on a ship like that and I'm carrying Kong, I'm not going to be on that ship. Just be real. Oh, y'all hauling who? Y'all hauling Kong? Zilla's out here swimming around? Nah, fam. Nah, you can have that. You know, AWOL. That would be me. AWOL. All day. So, two Top Gun, just face it. We all saw it. Kong took it, and it's all good. Racer said, y'all bashing a little girl for being smart enough to figure out how he communicate. Now, hey, Detroit, in Kong Skull Island, did Kong learn to communicate back then?
I don't remember. You trying to force me to remember movies from a couple years ago.
I want to say he did.
But y'all gonna cap for your boy, and that's fine.
Alpha Mike says, Stardew update off subject. Made it to the bottom of the mines where you get the skeleton key. 120 levels. Repaired the bus to the desert. Also dealt with the alien landing on my farm. What? There's aliens on this game?
You don't even know. You stop playing.
Man. I got it.
Because we're off the subject, I am going to tell you. I don't remember if I told you this. Apparently, you can't do that on television. It's on Paramount Plus.
Say what now?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Pause the music right quick. Can you repeat yourself?
So I know that we have spent some time periodically talking about TV shows, Nickelodeon, throwbacks, all the things that we grew up with. And there was one thing that was quite elusive that we could not seem to find anywhere. Saw that it was on Amazon Prime, but not accessible in America. Turns out that you can't do that on television is now available on Paramount Plus.
What the heck? Yeah. All right. See, Detroit, to keep pulling me in. They keep doing it every time. Oh yeah, matter of fact, it's April 2nd, so I got like a few more days before I have to cancel that. So yeah, they keep trying to pull me back in. You're not helping me, Detroit. You're not helping me.
Like I said, I couldn't remember if I found that information out and had shared it with you or not, but I also feel like the Geek Corner could also appreciate that information. So, if you've got Paramount Plus, if you've been on the fence about it, then I say go ahead. I know you have Earthman, but for everybody else, if you have not started the free trial, and you remember you can't do that on television with the green slime and the barf burgers and all of that, then I strongly suggest that you go ahead and run that Paramount Plus free trial.
Yeah, you got like 30 days or some chance like that. And BC says, hey, Detroit, great W for opening day. By the way, I always pull for y'all over Cleveland.
Instead of, because he's a Royals fan. Yesterday was opening day. It was amazing to finally watch Major League Baseball on television again, even with just a few fans in the stands. But what was absolutely insane was that yesterday, we didn't just get like a little bit of snow flurries. Like, it was snowing heavy to start the beginning of the Tigers game yesterday.
So I've heard. So I've heard.
They called it snowpening day. And Miguel Cabrera hit home run number 488 during the start of the game in the snow.
Yikes.
And because the snow was so heavy, this shows you that the snow was truly heavy, Miguel actually could not see the ball, and he thought that it was a ground rule double. So he ran and slid into second base because he thought he just hit a ground rule double. the umpires had to give him the signal and let him know it's a home run. And then he got up and ran for the other two bases.
Like yesterday, right, was so weird, right? Because I was on the phone with Queen's Ransom. She like, hey, her son saying, oh, it's snowing. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, it's snowing this morning. I'm like, it's April. Like, you pulling my leg right now? Because, see, yesterday I didn't trust anybody. Like, you weren't going to get me on April Fool's Day. I literally hid in the house, closed all the windows. I've been careful about the stuff I read. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't get got yesterday. I didn't get got. So I was like, and she was like, nah, no shit. Like, yes, it is snowing out there. I'm like, wow. See, like I told you, Detroit weather. I was like,
yeah. Mother Nature wasn't done with us. Mother Nature pulled the April Fool's joke.
Clearly. Like, you thought the sun was out. No. Let me give you these snow flurries real quick. You're going to get every piece of this snow.
Then so, the sun gonna come Top back Gun is a Cincinnati Reds fan and said they took an L.
Very much
and,
so.
And the Royals are having a similar issue because they're having some pitching issues. We almost completely threw away the game with our closer. But we pulled it off, and I'm very glad. And also, my son's school, Xavier, they are actually on a 9-game winning streak.
Whoa!
And he got a chance to pitch in his second game in Tougaloo, Mississippi. So they did a nice little road trip to Mississippi. He got a chance to pitch again. Had, I think, one run scored on him. But overall, he still had a great inning, so I am very, very proud. He was a catcher. So just for anybody that does not know, this is all a very big deal. My son got to college as a catcher. They had three catchers, so they asked him to transition. And he's transitioning pretty well so far.
Seems like it.
Like, oh, and Alpha Mike's a Mets fan. So the Mets just spent all of the money in the world. So the Mets just gave a contract extension to Francisco Lindor, 10 years, $341 million.
How many years?
The money, 10 years, $340 million.
Yo, I did see that. I see that like a couple of days ago. I'm like, 10 years?
Not only that, my favorite fact, and I don't know how much Alpha Mike is maybe a proponent of this or not. The funniest thing that I saw about the whole Francisco Lindor contract was with the 10-year contract, that means that they will be paying him until 2032. Well, that means they also will still be paying Bobby Bonilla.
Where's this money coming from?
Bobby Bonilla's contract was written to give him like $1.2 million for like 25 years or something crazy. And so every July 1st, it's Bobby Bonilla Day because the Mets pay him.
Wow.
Like he gets over $1 million on July 1st of every year. And even when they are still paying, even when they get to the end of Francisco Lindor's contract, which is $341 million, that still means over the course of $10 million, add another at least $10 million because they will still be paying Bobby Bonilla.
Jesus. Oh my gosh, man.
So anybody with small children, boys, girls, non-binary, I don't care. Go and put them on a mound with a baseball bat in their hand because Major League Baseball doesn't have salary caps.
Nope. Endless amount of money. Endless.
They don't have salary caps. And the other random fact is, like most other sports, there is a such thing as guaranteed money. And so only a percentage of your contract is usually guaranteed money. For Major League Baseball, virtually all of your money for your contract is guaranteed money. Because they get insurance policies. So the insurance policies will cover you for mental health, physical injury, death, dismemberment, and all kinds of other stuff. So you will still get your money. You can say, I I'm dealing with depression. I can't go out there and throw the ball anymore. I just can't. And you could potentially still get your $300 million over 10 years because it's covered by insurance.
Wow. It's not too late for me to try for Major League Baseball.
It's kind of too late for you.
No, it's not.
I mean, you could try.
No, it's not. It's not too late. It's never too late. Believe in your dreams, Detroit. Believe in your dreams. The dreams is money. Upgrade the batting average a little bit, you know. Just give me outfield. Give me right, left, center field.
So yesterday was opening day. I am a baseball fan. As we have discussed, I worked for the Tigers for some years. So, yes, I'm glad that we took a moment to cover that. But Falcon, Winter Soldier. You watched this morning, right?
I did.
And we warned the people that we know it came out this morning, but spoilers were coming. They just got to step it up.
Yeah. Spoilers was coming. Like, I waited till after midnight, and it didn't pop up. So I ended up watching Street Fighter 2V. Fell asleep. Woke up at I forgot to turn off my alarm. So it actually woke me up at 7 a.m. And I was slightly upset, but wasn't upset. You know, I was conflicted. I was like, oh, why am I up this early? Oh, Falcon Winter Soldier is on. Let me check and see if it's there. So I thought my mom was playing tricks on me, right? So I hit play. And I was like, wait, I seen this before. Is this episode one again? Are they trolling me? Is this an April Fool's joke that came late? And I was like, so let me back up. And then I saw episode three. And then I saw episode three. And you know what? Yes, we will talk about the things that's going on, because you already know the precursor from episode two. They went to go see Baron Zemo. Yep. Now, the surprise guest at the end, though. I'm gonna let y'all, like, you know what? I'm not even gonna tell you who it is, but I will say
Why?
This. Why
are we not telling them who it is?
If I say you know what? If I say the name, they still ain't gonna get it. It's Ayo. Yeah, it's Ayo. It's her, but. You're trying to figure out who that is. You don't know who that is. It's just, you don't know who that is. Just wait till you see the person. You're like, oh, snap.
Alpha Mike said he got to leave us because he ain't watched the shit.
I'm just surprised that my boy Baron Zemo listened to Marvin Gaye, the Trouble Man soundtrack.
Are you?
Yes. I'm a little surprised. He caught me by surprise. He damn sure caught Sam off surprise. First of all, let's talk about Sam right quick.
Okay.
Why is Sam comes off as a liability like every damn episode so far? It's like he messes up. Like I don't get it. Like the first episode, right? Gave away the shield. Why? Why'd you do that, right? I don't feel like I'm worthy of it. But you gave it to this Joe Schmo over here. Then
he didn't give it to Joe Schmo. He did not give it to Joe Schmo.
You are right. You are correct. He gave it to the government. Yeah,
he gave it to the
right.
government. And he should have known better from the Avengers dealings with the government and the fact that they didn't really have good experience with that. So he probably shouldn't have done that. But he gave it to the government. He didn't give it to the Joe Schmo.
Right, Detroit. You will think after your run-ins, bro, you got put in prison. In the middle of the freaking ocean. And Tony had to come see you for a second. Then you got your life back. But then you're going to turn around and be like, I'm going to give this shield away to the government. What? Give it to Rhodey, man. Like, no, I wouldn't even get it Rhodey because Rhodey was on the side of the government. I can't even say that. But, and, like, Bucky's coming to him like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you know Bucky was pissed. He ignored all of Sam's calls in the first episode. But the minute that he saw that shit on TV, he showed up at this man's job.
He was like, uh-uh, like, I got to pull up. Hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished.
Yo, he didn't say, hey, how you doing? He said, why did you give it away?
Nope. He just walked up on him like he had been there already.
Yeah.
And then was like, but why? So I get what you're saying on him being a liability. I don't think that he is a liability, but what I am reminded of on a regular basis from Sam is that Sam is not a super soldier. He is, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's got his skills, he's got his special advantage or whatever, but he's not a super soldier. He's not some, you know, he's not a god or a demigod. Like, he's kind of a regular person.
He's a regular guy. In a regular world.
So I think that makes a gigantic difference on how he handles all these things. Even when they went to the bar and he had to, you know, play this new character.
Yes.
Like, he kind of did a terrible job, really.
I mean, he didn't have that many lines. Like, Zemo made it sure that he didn't say anything out of context. Again, bro, you couldn't put your phone on silent? Like,
but not only the fact that he didn't put his phone on silent, which, trust me, that was my immediate thought, was you, so you didn't bother to put your phone on silent?
Right.
But when he needed to take the shot with the snake venom or whatever, the fact that he was not who he said he was, to me, without even knowing any character personality for the dude he was supposed to be, he clearly ain't that dude.
Nah,
you said this is your usual. This is your go-to drink.
Yeah, he looked at that thing like,
you would not have to visually and clearly have to mentally prepare yourself to take this shot if this is what you always drink.
The funniest part to me was, you know, like, Cap loves this Trouble Man soundtrack. Like, you don't listen to, so I like the 40s music. But he said, yeah, it's a good song. Zemo chimes in. It's a great soundtrack. It gives enlightenment on the African-American experience. Sam looked at that man, he's like, as wrong as that is, he's right.
So, yeah. But that's what, so I will say, I was not surprised to realize that Zemo had listened to the Trouble Man soundtrack, because Zemo is the type to read and investigate everything, because he's the evil guy, so he wants to know how to manipulate you. Mm-hmm. So to me, he would absolutely be the type to kind of do as much intel as possible so that he could take advantage.
So right now, I can't view Zemo as a bad guy. And that goes back to Civil War, because that interaction, that dialogue between him and T'Challa at the end of the movie, it's like, listen, I know pain has caused you this, you know, this is what you're doing. Ultimately, he just want to shut down Hydra, just done. He just want to kill everybody in Hydra. And he needed a super soldier to do it. But he still felt some kind of way about the Avengers, because his family died in a battle. I think it was in Sokovia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So, you know, he feels some kind of way about that. Like, listen, you didn't even go to... Like, I caught what he said. He's like, look, you didn't even went to a memorial. I guess you missed that one. You know? That type deal, right? So he still feels some kind of way. I can't really put him in the bad guy territory, because when he put on his famous mask, which you saw it in the trailer, that's not really a spoiler, but he showed up in that mask, he could have just ran away. And mind you, when he was interrogating the old boy, and he just said, nah, I'm just shooting his ass. Bop! And you're like, nah, he's Hydra, whatever. Like, but away with him.
Like, and I get why you're saying, but to me, like, he's still a bad guy.
I get it. But I was give him the... I can't say the anti-hero, because people still feel some kind of way about him, because a lot of people...
He's a prick.
Yeah, you know.
He is a prick.
In most cases. And there was a meme out that said, who did the most damage to the Avengers? Was it Thanos or was it Zemo? And I said, without even thinking, Zemo. Zemo did the most damage to the Avengers. And because of what Zemo did, Thanos was able to do what he wanted to do in Infinity War. basically.
There was already division. There was already the doubt that like they were a bonded group mm-hmm. before, and they were no longer this like bonded group anymore.
No, not at all.
And so like that's what suddenly makes Thanos' job that much easier, is because you can now be divided. You are not one big strong unit anymore.
Yeah. You're not. I mean, can you imagine like the Avengers in a unified front? Like at Infinity War? Thanos wouldn't have won. He just wouldn't. He would have got his ass beat. Fly hands down, no problem. I mean, they wouldn't have the Hulk. But that still pissed me off to this day. Like, you beat this man to talking again. like you know how bad an ass whooping gotta be for you to beat someone that don't really talk into talking again and having general conversations with others? Like, this dude with
just chatty.
He's just chatty. He beat that man into anger management.
I don't like it.
And pitched him down, says BC. Yeah, he did. He did.
I don't
listen.
Like it.
Detroit, the moment that Hulk got popped in the throat, I knew it was game over. That he made that sound. I like, oh, it's a wrap. It's done. It's a wrap. I ain't never heard Hulk sound like that before. I'm like, oh shit, it's a wrap.
You don't chop people in the throat. That's not how you do things.
He punched that man in the throat.
That's not how you do things.
Detroit, listeners. Go back to Infinity War and listen to that sound the Hulk made when he got popped in the throat.
You're terrible.
That was hilarious.
I knew it was solar.
Oh, listen. That was hilarious. I knew it was game over, Detroit. I knew. The moment he sounded that off, I was like, woo. Let me fast forward this. This is going to be ugly. This is going to be ugly. This man didn't Hulk out for the rest of the movie, man. Trash. So like with Falcon Winter Soldier, like Bucky said it again. I'ma take that shield, fam. Like, I'ma let you know right off real, I'm getting that shield. And I'm really curious on how they're gonna spin, you know, John Walker's character of the new Captain America, because I don't know, you kind of paid attention to how aggressive he was. Like, he's kind of like showing remnants. Or now, was that doctor talking about the new Cap, about a serum that he used like 5 years ago on someone, like for the government or whatever? Because Sam looked at Buck like he never said the name, but he almost like he alluded to the fact that, yes, y'all got a new Captain America and he has a super soldier serum.
That can't, well, it clearly can't actually be Captain America. Could it be this guy that's gonna not be Captain America forever? It could be.
Mm-hmm.
It also, like he talked about, it clearly is also where Carly and her squad got theirs from, which is why they're not this like clearly detectable. Like, it did not make them oversized. It didn't change their physical appearance. You know, to like how Cap was this scrawny little kid before, and then after they gave it to him, he was, you know, much more well-defined, well-physiqued and strong and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Then now the serum is much more subtle and makes it hard. Like, it's not, you know, you're not clearly like, oh, you were, you know, a chubby guy yesterday, but now you are like Mr. Muscle Man. Mm-hmm. But I think I am curious, like, not only on who may have been impacted by that, but also, are we done with the super soldier serum? And is what's out there all that's there, and now that's the end of it? Because we thought that before.
Right. I mean, we all thought that. You know, I thought it died with, you know, I love this part, died the Erskine's experiment, you know? I thought it did.
No, so
I'm just saying, he made a super soldier serum. That was me.
So I'm sitting there and I'm watching the episode and I'm enjoying myself. Everything's going good. Quite entertaining as the first 2 weeks have been. And then all of a sudden I just hear, and then Erskine, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, really?
I mean, listen, Dr. Erskine is the one who created the Super Soldier Serum. He did. It was him. Unfortunately, he passed away, but you know.
Or did he? Did. But I was just like, of all the names on planet Earth, that's the name that they went with?
Yes, that is the name that they went with. A good name, a perfect name.
I actually thought that you were going to be more unbearable about it. I'm actually very, very surprised.
I'm very humbled by it because I knew this information, you know, ever since I was a kid. You know, because I'll never forget that time where there used to be, like, these hardback cover, like, comic books you can actually check out from the library, right? Mm-hmm. And I used to religiously get Fantastic Four and Captain America. My older brother, when I was a kid, used to read these stories out to me, like Captain America for sure. And he said Dr. Erskine, right? And that always stuck with me. Always. That always stuck with me. And I don't think he realizes that because I never told him that story, but yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I already know who made a Super Soldier Serum. That was me. I did that.
So that's basically welcome, like America. Your claim to fame all the time. Is that you're like, right. No, no, no. There is no Cap without me.
Exactly. You are welcome, America. You are welcome. All the more reason why I need the shield. I mean, handwriting is on the wall right there.
I'm not doing that. I'm not getting involved in that argument.
See, they miss it though. I like Dr. Erskine created the serum. It's only right that he get the shield back. It's only right.
I'm not.
It's only right.
You can have that debate.
I get hang up on. They just, you know. I don't get hang up on. I just get the casual walk away. You know, head turn.
She done already gave you BS. All the side eye. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that. I get all of that now. I definitely get the side eye, man. It's just. I'm like, yo, I'm getting the shield, like, good night. Good night. It'd be hilarious, man. It'd be hilarious.
For anybody in the Geek Corner that's like, what? Yeah, so Iris Mac has tried to mention that he would like to own the Captain America shield.
Listen, and I told Queen...
As you all know, he and Queen's Ransom are together. And Queen's Ransom has unequivocally, without hesitation, without pause, said, no, you don't.
No, you don't? Like, just straight up defiance. I'm like, wow.
Man, you don't I thought want I had. No.
Wow. You don't want that. I said, listen, scenario. Say we're laying down one day, someone break in the house. You don't want me to throw that shield? Like, downstairs? Like, you don't want me to toss that sucker down there and pop somebody in the dome with it. It won't kill him. But it's slightly distracting for a second for me to pull out the gat and like, yeah, 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 yeah. You know? I'm throwing that shield first, though, just to say I did it.
She said, no, just light that bitch up.
Light it up.
Like, forget throwing the shield. Just shoot.
Well, you know what? I'm going to shoot first, and then I'm going to throw the shield to say I did it.
No.
So when the police come and say, hey, how did you stop him? Well, it goes like this. Yes, I saw him in the kneecap. They couldn't run. And I tossed the shield and hit him in the back of the knee. And boom, they out. Boom, done. But y'all see, though. Y'all see that our Falcon Winter Soldier review was painless. It was painless.
We actually did not drop nearly as many spoilers as I was ready to.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was ready. Like, technically, spoiling, I dropped the. Let's go.
We dropped the big one, but they don't know who that person is. So, just know in the
out.
Show,
it's fine. You copped out.
What do you mean I copped out? I said, listen, Sam can't turn his phone off or vibrate. He got it on silent. Like I knew it was game over at that point. You already know that. Oh, another guest appearance shows up, which is Agent Carter.
They killed people, like a lot of people.
Oh, they ice a lot of people. They toe tags and body bags all day. Look, man, Agent Carter is a woman on the run, okay? She can't go back to the States because she's still hurting from the Civil War. She's still hurting from that. Mm-hmm. Sam living his best life. Bucky living his best life. She's not. Like, she got, like, this huge penthouse. I was like, in Madripoor, which I definitely geeked out for, because those of you that really know Madripoor, you already know Sebastian Shaw's there. You already know that is Deadpool kind of place, and Wolverines, among others. Hawkeye as well, so can't wait for that.
Top Gun is petty.
Oh, man. But, yay, this is our Friday, y'all. We'll be back. This time, we'll be back on Wednesday. We'll be back on Wednesday. Woo-hoo! Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time for our stream, playing some Crash Bandicoot 4. Go to www.patreon.com/Orange Phoenix, all right? Yes, I avoided April Fool's Day, so now I will release the April edition of the Orange Phoenix magazine today, all right? And we'll be released today. Do not forget to join our Facebook community page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner, and do not forget to follow us on Instagram, Orange Phoenix Media. Now, it's Orange Phoenix TV for Twitch channel. Am I missing anything? Detroit Blue.
Orange Phoenix, Instagram, Facebook Geek Corner, Patreon, T Public, no sale right now, right?
No sale right now, but we got you. We got you. Okay. We got you.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all. Until next time, peace.
It was still no clear winner.
Yes, it was.